Have you ever seen any old-fashioned kind of fence? You really don't see too many of them anymore. A lot of people have them in their yards mostly for decoration, but they're these wooden rails, and sometimes they're built so that they kind of zigzag. Have you ever seen
I don't know what they're called. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about having a rail fence?
No.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Or say if a man was putting up a barbed wire fence, he'd have to dig holes for the what?
The post.
Okay. And if he just had one, that would be one.
Post.
Okay. Have you ever seen any walls or fences around here made out of loose stone or rock?
No.
Do you have any idea? Just talking about it, do you have any idea what you might call something like that?
A stone fence, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe a rock wall or...
Okay. I've never seen one.
Never seen any?
Never noticed it if I've seen it.
Okay, fine. What about, what would you say a woman's best dishes are made out of?
China.
What is it she'd use for comfort?
Crystal.
Okay. You ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
A China egg? Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, would that be used for anything?
Decoration.
Just decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a farmer using something like that to try to fool a hen into laying? Put it in its nest?
On that tape today.
The doorknob. Right, right. But you hadn't heard of that around here?
No.
Okay. Say if a farmer was going to milk his cows, what would he take with him to get some milk in?
Milk pail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or would you call it anything else? Milk pail.
Bucket.
Or bucket. Is there any difference to you between a pail and a bucket?
A pail's smaller.
It's smaller
mm-hmm.
than a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be made out of the same thing?
Tin, yeah.
Made out of tin. Okay. What about say if you're getting some water out of a well, you draw it up in a
bucket.
In a bucket. Okay. Ever heard of something that a woman, again on the farm, might keep somewhere around the kitchen or keep it handy anyway, where she could put, scraps and stuff in for the hogs? What, have you ever heard of that term called?
No.
What about a slop bucket? Ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of a slop bucket.
Slop bucket?
Yeah. I never thought about it.
You ever seen one?
No.
No?
No.
If you were going to fry some eggs, what would you probably fry them in?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would that be made out of?
Iron. Teflon.
Okay.
An electric skillet.
Yeah. Could you call it anything besides? Have you heard people call it anything besides a skillet?
Fry pan.
Okay. Around here, maybe out in the country, have you ever been driving along and seen these great big black looking things? Look like they're made out of cast iron or something like that. I think people used to boil clothes in them. Or
a kettle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever call that anything else?
No, it's just a big kettle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a wash pot?
Never heard it.
Something that you would keep cut flowers in inside, that would be?
A vase.
Mm-hmm. Could you ever grow flowers in a vase?
No. Grow flowers in a pot.
Okay.
You dummy.
Would you ever keep a pot inside, like you do a vase?
Well, now you can put them anywhere, but you wouldn't put a potted plant unless it had a tray underneath it in the house and find dirt all over the place.
Mm-hmm.